Halley's Comet is probably the most well-known of the periodic visitors that sweep through our planetary system, and it's also the parent of two meteor showers each year, the Eta Aquarids in early May and the Orionids, which are active right now and come to their peak this weekend in the pre-dawn hours from Saturday to Sunday. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. The radiant, or center point from which these meteors fall to the sky, is near the shoulder region of the constellation Orion, which is marked by the star Betelgeuse. And though this star was made famous in the 1980s by the movie starring Michael Keaton, the shoulder of the giant has been remarkable since at least classical times, when the Greeks shared myths of the Titan Atlas, who bore the pillars of the heavens on his shoulders. In ancient Egypt, Orion seems to have been connected with their god of the dead, Osiris, whose consort and queen, Isis, was associated with the bright star Sirius. To the northern Native Americans, Orion is winter maker. And in the Old Testament book of Job, after God asks Job whether he has entered into the secret mystery of the snow, he also asks whether Job has the capacity to loose the bands of Orion. All of this to say that this month's meteor shower, the Orionids, have a certain stellar pedigree, what with their illustrious originating comet and the association with the radiant constellation. It's also worth noting that in fairy tales, giants like Orion usually represent a seemingly insurmountable challenge, the unavoidable test that must be faced and which requires tenacity, courage, and unsentimental virtue. I'm Mary Stewart Adams.